I think we're good to go. It's 10:05 a.m. So we're going to start the public hearing for the Department of Social Services on the Westport CON request to reduce licensed beds at the facility. At this time, we have two members from the Long-Term Care Ombudsman's Office. I'd like them to introduce themselves.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sylvia Crespo, and I'm the Regional Ombudsman and your Ombudsman for Westport Healthcare Center, as well as the western part of the state.
And I am Daniel Beam speaking. I am the Regional Ombudsman for the eastern part of the state, here to support and assist doing our first virtual public hearing.
And my name is Rich Wysocki. I'm Principal Cost Analyst at the Department of Social Services, and I am the hearing officer for today's public hearing. So, as I said, Westport Rehab Complex has submitted a certificate of need request to reduce 39, I believe it's 39 licensed beds, to reduce their beds down to 60 licensed beds at the facility. Statute requires that a significant reduction in licensed beds requires a public hearing. So we have set this public hearing up today on September 11th, 2020 at 10 a.m. I'd like to thank everybody for joining. During this time, the procedure generally goes something like this. We will have Westport make a brief presentation, some brief statements. I will ask them some questions, and then we will open it up to the public if the public has any questions or concerns. Please understand, this isn't a judicial hearing where questions are, it's a sworn statement to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's primarily a way for the public to have their input, for the residents, the employees to have their input on the certificate of need request. So any concerns that you have, you can raise, and they may or may not be answered during this public hearing. Everything is being recorded. We will go back, we'll listen, we'll review the questions, we'll try to address those questions either through a separate written request for information to Westport, or through the information that we already have. So I can't guarantee that if you have a question that it will be able to be answered, but we will look into that question and try to take all the input that we have and incorporate it into the CON. So at this point, I'd like to turn it over to Westport. Can you make your statements, please?
Sure. Hi, this is RB Bridges. I'm the CEO with Tradition Senior Management. We manage Westport Rehab Complex. Our census has been declining over the last year, and certainly even more severely since the pandemic, to a point where it's very inefficient, and also sets us up for the way Connecticut Medicaid rate setting methodology works to harm our rate to a point where the building's immediately insolvent. So we'd like to avoid that and reduce beds from an already empty floor. The building's three floors, one floor of offices, two floors of resident living area, and the top floor of resident living area is completely empty now. And we are looking to reduce those beds.
So I'd like to ask a couple questions for Westport. So in 2019, you also requested a reduction in licensed beds. So this request would make it more than one request in a relatively short period of time. My screen just went on. Are you able to provide any kind of background or history as to why there's multiple rate requests? I'm sorry, bed reduction requests?
Sure. Our rate has been impacted before severely to where the building loses approximately $250,000 a month at the current rates. So as census has declined, we've looked to reduce beds further to avoid that situation, further punishing the facility and you know, causing it to have to be shut down and everyone lose their jobs and residents have to be relocated. This situation, the pandemic actually definitely caused that to be even more severe and in a more more quickly than the census had declined before. And again, you know, this is to salvage the building. Connecticut has a very unique rate setting methodology that punishes facilities for a low census. And so we've asked for a census waiver, and we're told that was not possible because it didn't meet the extraordinary circumstances. The pandemic didn't. Other facilities were also affected, so we weren't awarded that census waiver. So we're trying to avoid the building having to be shut down with a reduction that will not impact the residents currently living there in any way. There's currently 41 residents living in the building, all on the second floor. That will leave reducing the beds, 39 beds to a total facility size of 60, will then leave 19 open beds today. And the current residents will not be moved in any kind of way, will not impact them at all.
Would you be able to describe the circumstances or the impact of the pandemic on the facility?
From a census standpoint, it drastically reduced census. We're still seeing very few referrals from the hospital, so the potential to even get to 60 is not looking very likely right now. So it's the pandemic has had a huge hit on the occupancy of the building.
Are you aware that by going down to the reduction of beds, that's a permanent reduction of beds, and that you would have to make a separate application if you wish to try to increase the licensed bed capacity at the facility?
Yes.
So on the vacant floor, I think you said it was the top floor. Can you tell me what the facility's intent is to utilize that space?
The floor will remain empty. There's no plans for that floor.
Do you think or can you comment on the area need in Westport? You're asking to reduce a large number of beds, or potentially a large number of beds that may not be put back into the system. And so the department is wondering about the area need for nursing home beds.
Sure. The area has available beds, and I think the most clear proof of that is the fact that our census is 41 today when we have 99 beds. I think that's clear proof that the area has available beds. But other facilities have beds available as well. I don't know that number.
So one of the other questions I had was, you had talked about, and maybe you can go into a little bit more detail about the reduction is due to the reimbursement or to prevent the reimbursement from having a larger impact on a potential loss at the facility?
Can you
go into a little bit more detail about your concerns? I mean, part of it looks like you're concerned about an imputed days situation, but I mean, is there, can you just go into a little more detail about your concerns on the rate side?
That's exactly it. I mean, the way the state of Connecticut's Medicaid methodology works, it punishes you by imputed days. If you have lower than, I believe it's 90% occupancy, we're a long way away from that. And you know, the facility, like I said, is losing $250,000 a month on average now. And it would just be even worse and totally unsustainable should the rate be impacted negatively in any way.
Can you also verify that if this request were to be granted, that there would be no involuntary discharges?
Yes, no involuntary discharges.
And you, and just to verify that, you believe that if the request were granted, that everyone, there's no transfer between rooms, there's, everybody is where they are, and they will continue to be where they are?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have any more comments that you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it. Thank you.
Sylvia or Dan, as the ombudsman, I'd like to give you the opportunity to participate. If you have any questions or comments that you'd like for the record, this is a great opportunity to make them known.
Thank you, Rich. No, I think that he covered the impact to the residents, which was our primary concern. And it's good to know that no residents will be impacted nor moved due to this request.
Okay. Do you have any other comments or questions?
None at this time.
Okay. No, thank you so much.
So at this time, unfortunately, it's a little difficult doing this virtually. I don't know exactly who's on the line, but at this time, if anyone is on the line or participating through the phone or by video, and you are an elected official of the state of Connecticut or potentially from the House of the federal government and or the town, and you would like to make a comment or voice your concerns, you're welcome to do that now. You would have to make sure that you are unmuted to do that, but I'd like to open it up to any elected officials or any officials of any standing regarding, you know, state, local, or federal. Okay, so hearing, not seeing anyone or not hearing anyone responding, if anyone else has a question or would like to comment or concern and would like to participate, I'd like to give you that opportunity now. If you are going to participate, I would ask that you provide your name for the record. And this is an official record, so it will become part of the CON. It will be posted online. So if anyone is interested in making a comment or has a concern or a question, you can either raise your hand through the app or unmute yourself. And I would like to ask that if two people are or multiple people are speaking at the same time, to please, you know, let's try to do this as orderly as possible. I think we have something like 20 people here. So I'd like to open it up to the public to make any questions, comments, or concerns raised. Dan, do you see anything on your side?
Nope, no hands are being raised and no one has decided to unmute to ask any questions.
Are there any questions in the chat function?
No questions in the chat function.
Okay. So I'd like to give everyone one more opportunity. Do you have any questions, comments, or concerns that you'd like to bring up at this time? Okay, I'd like to thank hearing no questions and not seeing any hands raised, I'd like to thank everyone for attending. This recording will be made available on the department's website probably next week. And the department still has time to issue a decision. We are still in the process of reviewing this application. No decision has been made. The Commissioner of Social Services has not made a decision. So this is still an active application. If you would like to, you can still submit a email comment to the Department of Social Services. And I will give you the email address in a moment. But I would like to thank you all for attending. So if you would like to submit an email and make a comment, the email is con-ratesetting.dss@ct.gov. And so that's con-ratesetting.dss@ct.gov. And this information will be posted next week, and you can find it at the DSS website. It's www.ct.gov/DSS/CON-hearing. And you can also Google DSS CON hearing, and you'll be able to find the link to the web page on Google. If there are no other comments or questions at this time, I'd like to close the public hearing, and I'd like to thank you all for attending.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Dan, would you be able to stop recording, please?
Absolutely. Have a great day, everybody.